Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we may or may not tell you to create an ideal customer profile or not to create an ideal customer profile.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
We don't know yet. But either way, we are going to talk about the concept of an ICP, ideal customer profile. It's a very popular idea. And it's one of those surprising topics that sometimes, you know, I can't believe that we haven't talked about something in almost 400 episodes, but we have not talked about this very specific topic. So I thought it would be fun to tackle this. Well, Heaton, maybe first we explain to people what the concept is, like what is an ideal customer profile, why do companies do it, and then we might want to talk about why it's overused or misused and how we really feel about this topic in 2019.
Yeah, why don't you start? Why don't you define it, at least in the classic sense?
Yeah.
I think that'll help.
Yeah, so I think the broad idea is not that complicated, right? The broad idea is to ask yourself as a company, you know, there might be many, many different types of people or organizations that decided to purchase your software, but not all of them are created equal. And I think the idea with an ideal customer profile is to identify what type of customer, what segment of the market can get the most value out of our software. Who is the most ideal customer that exists out there, right? And what do they have in common? And the goal of defining and writing down an ideal customer profile is to help you do better marketing, do better segmentation, do better product development, because you're not taking on a broad group of people in terms of the feedback they give you or a broad group of potential customers in terms of what channels would be most effective in terms of acquiring them. But you segment it down and you focus yourself and the entire company and team.